Annyeong, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. For today's podcast, I prepared two stories and one Korean lesson. So first, I will talk about the 69-hour work week. Yeah, you heard me right, 69-hour work week, which is a hot potato in my country right now. And Michelle Yeoh's Best Actress Oscar acceptance speech. Lastly, we will learn how to say karma in Korean. Thanks for tuning in and welcome everyone. And without further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared two stories, and the first one is the 69-hour work week. What if you start working at a new job and your employer gives you two options? A, working 69 hours and 6 days a week, which means 11.5 hours a day. And B, working 64 hours a week. But it's possible that you work for 64 consecutive hours. So it's either working 11.5 hours a day for 6 days or working 64 consecutive hours a week. Which will you choose? You will probably think the employer is crazy and choose not to work this job. But what if they are the only options you will get from any company in your country because it's the government's new policy? That's right. The South Korean government recently announced the Working Hour System Reform Plan, which gives Korean employees the exact two options. Under the new plan, the current limit on weekly working hours of 52 hours is lifted and the limit is extended to 69 hours. And it allows workers to choose between working maximum of 69 hours and 6 days a week, which is 11.5 hours a day, and 64 hours a week. So it's a basically plan that goes back to 6 day work week. And also under this plan, making employees work for 64 consecutive hours becomes legal. It's a totally crazy plan, but the government is saying the reform plan is for workers since it will allow workers to work in concentration mode and then rest for a long time. So what they're saying is that, under this new plan, working time savings account system will be created, and the system will allow workers to save 1.5 hours of vacation per each 1 hour of overtime, night hour, and holiday working. So the government and many newspapers that are friendly to corporations praise the new plan, saying that it can make 4 day work week, which is working for 64 hours for 4 days and then rest for 3 days, kind of 4 day work week. They also say the new plan allows workers go vacation in Jeju Island for a month, and the plan gives workers more options to choose working hours. So these are the headlines of many news articles right now. It's crazy. And these news articles don't mention that it's already difficult for employees to take even just a few days off because most of companies are understaffed. Or working for too long can put people's health at serious risk. Ironically, as soon as this four-worker new plan was announced, a security man at a building in Seoul died after working 62 consecutive hours. Koreans are, of course, furious about the new policy. They're saying things like, people can only go on vacation while they are alive. Or, we will end up going to work and then the hospital and then work again and then the hospital and eventually die. but it seems too late to complain. A year ago, Koreans had two options. One presidential candidate whose campaign promise was 4-day work week, which is normal 4-day work week, and another presidential candidate who claimed workers should be able to work 120 hours a week. And they chose the candidate who supported working 120 hours a week. Now Koreans are facing the harsh consequences of their choice, and I may say it's just karma. The second story I prepared will be shocking for many of you. Please be prepared, and I think, you know, some of you already know about this, maybe, because it went like crazy viral on Twitter, not just in my country, but also in other countries. So recently there was, you know, Oscar award, and Michelle Yeoh, who starred in a really great movie called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, got Best Actress award. I'm so happy for her. Congratulations. On her award acceptance speech, she said, "Ladies, don't let anybody ever tell you that you are ever past your prime." And SBS, which is one of three biggest Korean television networks, reported her acceptance speech, but they censored the word "ladies" from her speech, both on video and subtitle. So she said, "Ladies, don't let anybody ever tell you that you are ever past your prime," but they omitted the word "ladies" on video and also subtitle. In subtitle, they replaced "ladies" with 여러분, which means "you" in plural in Korean. After the censored video went viral and met with severe criticisms, the network claimed that they censored the word because they believed her message is not limited to women, when it clearly is. One tweet pointed out that this incident tells you everything about how South Korea sees and treats women. And I saw many foreigners' reactions about this incident, or disaster, I would say. And I was really surprised that so many people in other countries know so well about my country, you know, about how Korean men sees Korean women. You know, before this incident, I thought that, you know, this kind of, how can I say, incel things, you know, men kind of despising, hating women or feminism is just limited to young Korean men. Now I fear that this incel thing spread to older Korean men, 40s or even 50s, because I think, you should be a high-ranking employee to issue this kind of statement representing the network. And high-ranking employees are mostly old, you know, at least over 40. So I fear that this incel thing spread to older people as well. And also, these people are very open about it, you know, open about being incels, because they did it on national television news program. It's time for a mini Korean lesson. So earlier when I talked about the 69-hour work week, I said it's Korean's bad karma. And we use this word karma very often in our lives, right? So today let's learn how to say karma in Korean. So the closest Korean word to karma is 업보. I repeat, 업보. It sounds a little cute, right? You know, I mean, the first you say up, you know, like up, up, and then you say 보. So it's 업보. This word originated from Buddhism and refers to the punishment for bad actions done in this and previous lives. So it means bad karma rather than good karma. Koreans usually use this word when they see a person being punished for their sins. You know, for example, you know, recently The Glory Part 2 was released. The Glory is a hit K-drama series, which is about a woman who avenges her high school bullies. And Part 2 is all about karma. The bullies pay the price for their sins. Since the series is very popular right now, I guess my listeners are also watching. So let me give you one Korean sentence you can use while watching the series or while watching the bullies paying the price for their actions. So when you see them getting what they deserve, you can say, 이게 다 네 업보야. One more time. 이게 다 네 업보야. So the sentence literally means, all of this is your bad karma. And it means it's a result of your bad karma. So you can say, 이게 다 네 업보야. Or you can just say, 다 네 업보야. Skipping the first word, 이게, which means this. So when you see The Glory Part 2, or whenever you see a bad person getting what they deserve, say this sentence, 이게 다 네 업보야. Do you have leftover or sour kimchi in your refrigerator? If you do, please read this week's 안녕 아리 email newsletter to check out kimchi one-pan pasta recipe. It's super simple to make, just try it. You can find the link of this week's email newsletter in the description of this episode. And if I sounded a little sarcastic today, you heard me right. You know, these days I can't help but being sarcastic, you know, because of with all the things that are happening in my country, I feel everything, every part of my country is collapsing. So for the time being, you might hear a lot of bad news about my country, not just from me, but also from, you know, your local newspapers. I saw that many foreign media already covered about the 69-hour work week. And this is just the beginning, you know. I think from every part, like economy, diplomacy, politics, I think you will hear a lot of bad news. So pray for my country if you can. And as always, thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, leave a review or share, or you can make a donation to support me. It will help me keep writing and talking and will be very much appreciated. I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕!